Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Lamed Zayin, and we are in Perek Beno Shuach, in the fifth perek here of Masecha Shviyas, and we are on Lamed Vav, Amid Beis, a couple lines up, and we're speaking about the Machlokas in our Mishnah. Machlokas in our Mishnah is, if one has Luf, some type of onion, that has a possible Shemitah status, so what does one do after Shemitah when you don't know if mixed in there might be some leaves that were from Shemitah, edible leaves, and therefore the Aniyim got them or not. So Belezer says, if there was enough time for the Aniyim to get all the leaves, then fine, they got it. And if not, v'im lav, and if there could be some leaves that the Aniyim didn't get, then you have to do a cheshbon with the Aniyim. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if the Aniyim got it, great, then if not, you keep it. If you keep it, ein l'aniyim imo cheshbon. Then you're able to keep it. So what is that machlokas about? So the first day, we're going to have a couple of opinions in the Gemara. What is the pshat of this machlokas? The first opinion was that this machlokas is connected to the machlokas later on daf Ayin Zayin or so, where the Gemara there discusses the machlokas about what to do with leftover beer. Who's allowed to take after one does beer, whatever beer is, as we spoke about yesterday, machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, what exactly is beer? So what is done with what is left from the fruit? Can only Aniyim take it or even Ashirim take it? So that was the machlokas between the Tanaim there. And the Gemara here says that Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbi Yeshua, like the Mishnah says over there. There is the machlokas, what to do with what is left. So too here, you have the same machlokas between them. I mentioned that there is a question about the girsa that is there. Is the girsa the girsa that we have here, and that is echad aniyim v'echad ashirim ochlin achar biur, right? Do they eat after beer, or do they not eat after beer? That is the machlokas. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph is the Mishnah later on that talks about this machlokas, and according to our girsos, if somebody has leftover, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom, what happens? Misha Yerpeir Peir Shvias, V'gi Ashasa Beer. I'm reading from the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Zayin. What happens at the time of the beer? So, Machalkan, Mazon, Shalos, Sudas, Kalechad, Ve'echad. So, you give out some of the Mazon. V'ha'aniyim Ochlin Achar HaBeer, Avaloha Ashirim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Aniyim are allowed to eat it after the time for beer, which means that it's not destroyed. That we know for sure, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that whatever you do to the beer, you don't destroy it. It sounds like you're mafkir it. And according to the Ramban, as we saw yesterday, that's what everybody holds. The only machlokas is who's allowed to consume it after that time. The Rambam had the other girsa in the following line. Our girsa is Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Aniyim Echad Ashirim, Ochlin Achar HaBir. Whether Aniyim or Ashirim, eat it after beer. Meaning even the Balabais is allowed to retake it after he was mafkir it. And that is what the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua is in our Mishnah, that ein l'aniyim imo cheshba, because after you are mafkrit, the aniyim got whatever they were able to get, but after that, you're able to take it. So that is the first suggestion of the Gemara. Said the one ha'ara, we're talking about onions here. I think I mentioned this on Shabbos. Also, talking about different types of onions. We're about to get into bitzalim and luf. Why is it some of the Baalei Machshava describe, why is it that we cry when we peel onions? So I was looking it up, and it all talks about the tear ducts and the acid that's given off from the layers of onion. Okay, could all explain it in a scientific way, but in the non-scientific way, one might say that onion has many different layers, and as you peel off of the layers, we think about all the layers that we have, and that we have to peel off our layers to be able to get to the root of who we are, and maybe that's what our neshama is feeling when we peel the onion. Okay. So this is all pshat number one. Says the Gemara, Rav Imi Boyi Kumi Rav Yochanan. Rav Imi asked from Rav Yochanan. 1 second. The Mishnah is talking about what happens after the zman of the beer for these with these edible leaves. But edible leaves don't they have the status of like a vegetable and they grew during Shemitah? So Masisa Achal Gazer Al Asvichin. Is the Mishnah talking about before they were gozer on Tzvichin? Right? Remember the Isser we paskin? It's a machlokas tanoim. But we paskin that it's an Isser derabanan of Tzvichin. That anything that grows by itself during Shemitah, that you have to plant, right? Not something that grows year to year by itself. But if you have to plant this, the rabbanan were gozer in all those cases that they are usher to eat because of the people that would trick and say that we didn't plant it, it grew by itself, right? Some of the seeds that got blown by the wind, it grew by itself. But really, they planted it because of that. They made exera. So ask Rav Imi, the Mishnah's talking about edible leaves which have the status of yurakos from Shemitah. We're talking about the Zman HaBiur. But so should the Mishnah be understood that it's a very early Mishnah before they made the Gzera of Svichin? So we'll get back to Svichin. Let's just finish the sentence. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answers, V'chi Ba'aliyah Hayita? Right, Ba'aliyah. Were you in the attic? Right, a number of times throughout Chazal, their takanas were made in the attic. Right, back in Masechta Shabbos, the 18 Dvarim, Shigazu Ba'aliyos in Aliyah, Beis Chorah, Beis Gurion. Right, so were you in the attic? When they made the Gzera, right? That was how Rabbi Yochanan understood. Why do you have to do it in the attic? We'll get to that in a second, but for the first next line, Sava, Rav Imi thought, by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan gave him that exclamation as the answer, as, were you in the attic? Maybe he was emphasizing that it didn't happen in the attic. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan was holding Isser Svichin Torah. That Isser Svichin is Daraisa, like those Tanam, Rabbi Akiva. That's how we understood from this comment that Rabbi Yochanan said to him. That he says, what, were you in the attic? Right, so look at the Marafol, the Savar of Imi. Lomar, Mikoch, Teret, Zed, the Sichin, Asur, Min HaTorah. Maybe that's what he was saying to him, and therefore, what are you talking about? That you're trying to give shot in the Mishnah that it was early before Svichin? It's an Isidar Isa, and therefore, you have a problem with the Mishnah. And you got to figure out what the Mishnah is saying, because Svichin, the Isser of Svichin, is an Isser de'oraisa. Here, Rav Chaim Gadievsky also says, Sava Rav Imi, Isser Svichin Torah, Shehaven mitoch divir Rabbi Yochanan. He understood from Rabbi Yochanan's words, Shesvira leik Rabbi Akiva, the Isser Torah hi, that it's an Isser Torah, V'ela imkein kasha mas isser. And then we're back to the question on the Mishnah, how is it that the Mishnah talks about edible leaves if that would be included in Svichin and that would be usser to eat totally, nothing to do with the aniyim and the ashir. So we're back to the question. Just two haras before that. That is, why are all the gzeiras or numerous gzeiras made in the attics? What is an attic? Is that special? It's like one step closer to Shemayim. It's upstairs. You know what exactly? Why the attic? So Mistama, I didn't really find anything. Mistama attic was a private, quiet place. And even though the Gemara says elsewhere that when it comes to setting up a yeshiva and learning and teaching, you got to be in the most public area. You got to go out and teach and put it in the high point of the city. The Gemara Megillah talks about this. You put it in the high point of the city so that everybody could see it, everybody could come. But when it comes to decision making, when it comes to the leaders of the generation figuring out what the generation needs, then you need Yeshiva Das. Then you need a quiet. You need not everybody is on the level of Rav Elyashiv. Or Rav Elyashiv, so they say that when Rav Elyashiv, I'm not sure what it means that he took a little nap every day, maybe a little bit nap. He didn't sleep too much. They say he slept 4 hours every night, 10:30 to 2:30. Even the night that his child married Rav Shlomo Zalman's child, and he had to leave at 10:30. What could you do? This was his seder. But they say he took a nap. So he said when he went to sleep in the middle of the day, and he had like five generations of descendants under him, he had to be very quiet. When he was learning, you'd have to be quiet because there was nothing that was going to knock and move his concentration as he was learning. So as long as he was learning, then you could do whatever you want. But you ever see pictures of him? He doesn't stop to look at the camera. He just learned. You want to take a picture of me? That's fine. I'm just going to continue doing my thing. But he had rock hard focus. So not everybody's on that level, maybe. So it had to be in the Aliyah when you make these decisions for Klal Yisrael, because you need quiet, you need ability to focus. Like Rav Moshe discusses in the Hakdama to the Gris Moshe, when he says what you have to put into making a decision. Rav Moshe says there, if you remember, where he talks about that he doesn't understand why people ask him questions and he's going to have to give these answers. So he says, even though Nachal ani es daiti. Who am I as compared to any of the previous generations? It must be that shahayu rasha'in umichuyavin. Chachmi doros ha'achronim lahoros. They are allowed and they are obligated, the later generations, to give answers to Shilas, Av Shaloh Yu Nikshavim Igialara, Bidoras Khachmiya Gamara. Even though they wouldn't be considered in the realm of being a posek in the earlier generations. Sheish Vade Lochush, and therefore you should be worried. Ulai lo kivnu amitas hadin, maybe I got it wrong. Kefishu MS Klapi Shmaya, right? We mentioned this Ramosha in the Elu Elu Sugya. Maybe I got it wrong in the heavenly level of truth. Aval ha emes lahora kvar nemar lo bashamayim hi. Ramosha here comes up with the two levels of MS Klapi Shmaya and MS lahora. An MS regarding psak. And that's also a level of MS. Ella Kefi, this is the line I want to bring out. Kefisha nira lachacham, acharesha iain karaui. What appears to a chacham after he analyzed properly, levar halacha b'shasu poskim, to look at all the sugya, kefi kocho, with all his strength, b'kovid rosh u'biyurim Hashem yizbarach, with kovid rosh. You can't have kovid rosh if you're in the middle of, there's a lot going on around. Kovid rosh u'biyurim Hashem yizbarach. Wait, that's why it was in the attic. The attic was a more private area, and that's why they had to make these decisions for Klal Yisrael. This wasn't teaching Torah. Right, all the great Tatanam that went out and taught Torah Barabim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Hidimit Shradion. This is decision making. Decision making had to be away from everyone, not be influenced by the rallies that are going on outside. Make this gzera, don't make this gzera. They heard what the rabbis are trying to do, so there was all the pro and the anti. You think this is a good gzera for Klal Yisrael? Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, whatever it is. So you have to be away from that. V'nira lo shekenu psaka dinu emes lo ro, mechuyav lahoros, kein afim bebes klapi shmaya, v'chul, and he continues. That's in terms of the attic, why maybe that would be needed. In terms of Svichan, again, this came up already, but just to mention it again, we know this is a machlokes tanoim. How do you understand the Svichan kitzir kolosiksar? How do you understand the pasuk that says, and the drasha and the Torah's koanim that you're not allowed to harvest what grows. As sefiach kitzircha lo siksar. Right? That's what the pasuk says. So how do you understand that? So that's what Rabbi Akiva, where the Ramban quotes it. The Ramban and the, I'm sorry, let's read it from on the page. You have it on the page. The Pnei Moshe quotes it right here. Look at the Pnei Moshe on the bottom of Lamed Vav Mabes. The bottom of Pnei Moshe. Quotes the Torah's koanim. As sefiach kitzircha lo siksar mikan samchu chachamim ala sficham shiwasur b'shvias. This is the hint that the rabbis held, or Rabbanan held, that Svichin is Asr B'Shmita. Vizeo alibid Rabbi Akiva de la Kaman. Of a Rabbanan pligi alei. Visvir alei. From that pasuk. Sefiach kitzir chalo siksar. What does the pasuk, Pashav Shah mean? Don't harvest the growths of your field. Rabbi Akiva says, Pashav Shah, Isr Daraisa. Things that grow during Shmita, are Asr. But the Rabbanan argue, and we hold like the Rabbanan, that it's Xeris Chachamim. Umasha'am Retorah lo siksar, shalo yiksar, kederach shekotzer, b'kal hashana. Lo siksar means don't harvest like you normally harvest. You have to do it differently during Shemitah. Elakotzer ma'at ma'at v'ochel. Eat a little bit. Right? But to show, to reflect that you're not the balabas. That's what Shemitah is about. Even if you do it in an unusual way, that shows that you can't do whatever you want. You're not the balabas. Why did the Rabbanan make the gzera? Shiwasurin shelo yelech veyizra b'shviyah. So a person should go and plant during Shemitah. V'yomar svichin ein. It grew by itself. And because of that chshash, that's why they made the gzera. There are those certain, as we know, built-in heterim. Built-in heterim to it. Let me just read you, though, before we get to built-in heterim. There is a lumdus. The Tosas Rid in Psachim, Adaf Nun Aleph, says, what's the Svar Rabbi Akiva? Things that grow during Shemitah by itself? Right, things that grow during Shemitah by itself is going to be Asur Mishum Svichin. Why is that? What's the Isser? How are we supposed to understand that? So the Tosas Rid seems to say that any growth, right, tfuah and yirakos that grow from the ground. That's how you have to formulate it. It's a ground thing. It's not a person thing, right? As we know, there's shvisas haaretz. So the ground has to rest. Anything that grows from the ground is going to be usher. That has to be the focus. Says the Tosfos Rid. Shekamosh iluzara sadeu b'shvias. Osa hatvua shegadla asura b'beisha avar v'zara. Kaka masvichim shegadlu me'alein. Al yedei shenafal azera la'aretz gidu leha asurin. Shekach Aser Habore. Hashem Asered. Hasvichim Shegadlu Me'aleihem Ki'ilu Nizru'u Al Yedei Adam. These are Shemitah growths. Shemitah growths or Aser? I didn't do anything. You're right. It's nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you, Rabbi Kiva would say. V'mash Amra HaTorah V'ayis HaShabbos HaRas Lachem La'achla Lo Amra Ela Beperos HaYilan Shekadelin Belozriya. Right? This is one of the limitations of Svichin. As we mentioned a number of them, here's number one. Let's review some of them. Fruit. Fruit are not included because fruit aren't planted every year. If you have an apple tree, people don't have to hide and say, oh, it grew by itself and really he planted it. No, apple trees grow every year. Every year, it comes out again. Aval Svichin, Abona, Dezriya, Ava Bishame, Alein, Godlu, Asurin, La'olam, Afilu Kodam, Zmanabir. So that's the Shita of the Rebbe Akiva, explained by the Tosfos Reed. Again, fruit are not included. By the way, the definition of svichin and fruit for Shemitah is not exactly the same definition as it is for Hilchos Brachos, for example. Right? You might have certain items, like a banana. There's a big discussion about a banana for svichin. A banana is barpi adama because of the rules of Hilchos Brachos. But if I don't have to plant a banana tree every year, and it grows by itself, even if it dies in the middle, then it would not be included in Svichin, even though it's Adama. So it's not exactly the same rules for Pri and Yerek, for Hilchos Brachos, and what is included in Svichin. But remember that theorem, number one, is the issues of fruit are totally excluded. A goy's property, the Rambam says, in Dalit Chavtes, Perek Dalit is all about Svichin in the Rambam's Hilchos Shmita V'Yodel. So the Rambam says towards the end of Perek Dalit, the Rambam says, Goy shekana karka be'eretz Yisrael, v'zara b'shvius, peroseha mutarin. Forget what grows by itself. If a guy plants during Shmita, so then the fruit are mutar. The guy has no obligation. The question is, does it have kedusha? Okay, that's a machlokas. Whether it has kedusha. But you're allowed to eat. It's not included in svichin, even vegetables. Shelo gazra ala svichin ela mebnei over yavera. V'hagoyim eina mitzuven ala shviyas kadei shenigzar aleihem. Right? Goyim are not, their property is not included. Which would mean, if one holds that the hetz mechira is binding, again, many say that, numerous poskim say, machlokas, but whether it's mutter to do or usher to do, but almost most say that once it's done, it worked as a transaction. So if that's true, if the guy actually owns the land, then there's no svichin. There's no svichin in the guy's land in that regard. If it grew beforehand, that's a machlokas rishon, and we mentioned, again, just to mention the heterim. Number one is fruit. Number two is guy's land, related to hetem achira. Number three, if it started to grow beforehand, that's a machlokas rishonim. If it grew a tiny drop, the Rambam sounds like it has to grow a significant amount before Shemitah. Other rishonim say, even if it grows a little amount, and that is the Chazon Ish's heter that we have mentioned in the past. That's the Chazon Ish in Shviyah Simen Tes Oz Gimel, Umevuar. And why does the Chazon Ish say this based on the early Rishonim? Because there are various Mishnayos throughout this Masechta that we've seen some already, and we'll see more, where they seem to be talking about vegetables, eating vegetables of Shemitah. So all the Rishonim wonder, what is going on in all these Mishnayos? Right? How is it that all these vegetables of Shemitah are being consumed? So you have to give one of these ukimtas in all of these cases. So one of them is that if it started to grow before Shemitah, so then it's not included in the gzeira. Umevuar, says the Chazon Ish, the kol shenigmar b'shishis ain bo mishum svichin. V'lachin nira delin svichin mode v'chulu. If it didn't grow at all. But ulufi says that shenigmar b'shishis v'nilka b'shishvias kadosh kedusha shvias v'im gadol maat b'shvias azem b'shum svichin v'izeh. Where's the lashon that I wanted in Tess Gimel? Yeah, he says if it grew a little bit. So then it is not a problem. Remember we talked about that picture of the Chazon Ish on Som Gedalia, looking to see if anything grew even a little bit. Anything is, that is all, mutter. Rav Shir Weiss also in the Shvia Sefer on Simen Tes Zayin talks about this Machlokas HaPoskim, and he discusses that Chazon Ish, and that's the Minhag HaHakel, if anything, grows, beforehand. Also, just one other heter, and that is if, in an utzitz, in a flower pot, right, or we might say what matzah menutak. If it's not connected to the ground, also there is no one can be mekel. Olagabi sheila says the Minchas Asher. In mitzvah svichin noig ba'atzitzim haskamas aposkim the ba'atzah sheino nakav enus svichim. If there is no hole at the bottom, it's a non-perforated bottom, then for sure there's no svichin. And that's what the Chazon Ish says, and that's what others. Rav Shlomo Zalman even writes that even maybe in an Atzitz Nakuv there's no Isser Svichin. Why? Because the whole thing is based on a gzera of what's common. So maybe because this isn't common, maybe it was never included in the gzera of Svichin. So it could be that, again, very halach lamaisa in terms of the growing in the hothouses and in the matzah menutak and all of those cases. This is the Chazon Ish that I mentioned before. Machlei discusses the Rambam and the Chashmita, Dalad Yud Beis. Sounds like Isser Svichin also goes by Lakita, and therefore anything that was picked during the Shmita, even if it grew a little bit beforehand, is still going to be Usser, but other Rishonim are Mako, Tosfos is Mako, and therefore the Chazon Ish, since we're talking about it, this is the Rabban of Svichin, Yesh Lismach Lahak El Kedas HaRash V'ha Ramban. Hadash Rabban, and then he quotes that Rishlomo Zalman wasn't so sure. Maybe you should be machmir, but he says he was mevatel daito ladas haChazon Ish lahakel behischil agadol b'shishis. As long as it grew a little bit during the 6 years, that's some of the discussion of a svichin, assuming like what we hold that it is an issa derabanan. But again, back to our Gemara. Rav Imi was wondering, right? We're talking about leaves during edible leaves during Shmita. What happens after the time for biur, right? Are you allowed to take it? Are the anim allowed to take it? So Rav Imi said, is this talking about before the Isra of Svichin? Rav Yochanan said, what, were you there in the Aliyah? Which Rav Imi understood as saying, oh, does he hold Araisa? And if that's true, then we're back to the question. What's our Mishnah talking about, right? Isn't there an Isra of Svichin? Well, it's Araisa, for sure you have a problem. So I'm Rav Yirmiya. We're not talking about Stam case that we're talking about Luf. Ba'ale luf shote he must isa. We're talking about a specific type of luf, a certain type of vegetable that it takes longer to grow. Really, they were planted in the sixth year, so there's no svichin issue. But and it was picked during Shmita, so it has kedusha shvius because vegetables go by lakita. Goes by Lakita, and therefore you have to be worried about or concerned about the biur, but there's no Isser V'Svichin because it started to grow in the sixth year. Right? That's how you answer the question. Beautiful. So again, keep that in mind. The vegetables, that heter that we have, that based on the Chazon Ish, based on the Rishonim, the Rashi and the Ramban, that there's no Isser V'Svichin, that things grow, start growing a little bit before Shemitah, that doesn't mean it's sixth year produce. Right? Vegetables go by when they're picked, and therefore it could have Kedusha Shvius. That Kedusha Shvius in this regard. I see Rav Oshia Mastisa de Bar Kapara min Daroma, but Rav Oshia brought a brisa of Bar Kapara from the south. Vitani, and he had a brisa that was like, talked about the same topic as our Mishnah, and it said, Ali Luf v'Ali Bitsalim. It said, Luf and Bitsalim, Istacha Meimar Ali Bitsalim Ashotin. What do you mean, Ali Bitsalim Ashotin? No, there's no, From the language of the Brisa, it sounds like it cannot say, like what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that the Ukimta is about Ali Luf Hashotem. You have to go back to the first answer, that it's Durabanan, and even though Rabbi Yochanan said that it's Daraisa, but the only, that would be a problem with learning our Mishnah, and therefore it'd have to say it's Durabanan, and the Mishnah is talking about it before this man of the Gzeira of Svichin. Again, why is that? Because that Brisa said the cases of Ali Luf and Ali Bitsalim. And, there's no Batsal, there's no onion leaves that stay more than that year. So you can't say that it's talking about they were planted the previous year and they're still around for Shemitah collection and harvesting during Shemitah. So that's why, assuming that the Brisa and the Mishnah are talking about the same content, the same type of vegetable, that is what you have to go back to the previous answer. Previous answer. If you say Svichin or Daraisa, you have a problem. But you have to say the Mishnah is talking about, like the Tanoim, that Svichin are Durabanan. Interesting, Rav Oshia says, when the Brises of our Kapara were brought, So the Rav Reuven Margolis talks about this in his Sefer Yesod HaMishnah Varichasa and others beforehand. When I just saw last night also the Rav Shrira Gaon in the Igeres of Shrira Gaon talks about all about Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's one of the only what we have left from the Gaon, and not too many Svarim, but we have a letter of Rav Shrira Gaon that talks about all of the writing of the Mishnah, the Torah Shebaal Peh. So he talks about how Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had all of these collections of discussions of the Bate Medrash, including Bar Kaparis Brises, right here. Masnisa de Bar Kapara, right? And he had Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshi and Levi, all of them. And he took it all together and wrote it in, he thought what was most authoritative, what was not authoritative. And he wrote it in his Nusach and what he thought made sense. And then just read one line of the Igeres of Shirgon. And then all of a sudden, His version caught on like wildfire. Everybody somehow accepted Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's version. It was the smoothest, it was the most understandable, it was comprehensive. V'karchazu kulei alma tsursa de taratzta de masnisa v'amitas hadvarim. And the truthful, the veracity, v'dakus ham demilos shavku hanach tanine dehavutani. They left all of the other collections of the Tanaim's discussions, upashtin ilin hilchasa v'chal Eretz Yisrael. And it was spread in all Eretz Yisrael. V'havin shar hilchasa kulu ishtaviku. They left all the other brises and toseftas. V'havin kagon brisa. And it was all brisa left outside. Umanda ma'ayin behu kamanda ma'ayin pepirushio belishni revichet. If you ever studied them, it was because it was all commentary. Aval samcha de Yisrael al ilein hilchasa havi. V'kablinu Yisrael karchazinun be'emuna v'leke inish de'iflug behon. Mishnayis, you know, had that power, this magic to them, that all of a sudden, that was what was accepted. Okay, continuing. Milsa de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Let's go back. Let's go back, though, to Rabbi Yirmiyah's suggestion. Rabbi Yirmiyah, remember, what's the case of the Mishnah? How is the Mishnah talking about Luf? So either A, it's talking about, we hold Svichin de Rabbanan, it's before the Gzeirah. If you say it's Svichin de Daraisa, that's a problem. Rabbi Yirmiyah had suggested, our Mishnah is talking about Ali Luf Shoteh, which means these types of onions that were planted in the sixth year, and then they're harvested in the seventh year. So, Milsa de Rabbi Yirmiyah, let me ask a question, says the Gemara. On that suggestion, that it was planted in the sixth year, Amra Davar Amra, from Rabbi Yirmiyah, his pshat teaches us, Davar sheyesh lo biur, shenimsa betoch davar sheein lo biur, yesh lo biur. Right? Something, davar sheyesh lo biur, something that has kedusha shvius. Right, yesh lo beer. It has the status that you're gonna have to be mafkirin, according to the Ramban. Shenimsa betoch davar she'ain lo beer. That is found in something that ain't lo beer. Meaning, look at the Mara fold. Kagon ali luf shenimsa betoch davar she'ain lo beer. Kagon ha'iker shel luf. The bulb of this onion is sitting in the ground from the sixth year of Shemitah, and it's gonna stay there. So the leaves coming out, that's vegetables, and that has the urakos. That's yesh lo beer, that is kedusha shvius. But it's coming out of and growing out of the bulb that does not have the kedusha shvius. So, do you say that one loses its status because it's coming out of the bulb? So you see from here, no, the discussion of the Mishnah is that you have to figure out what the aniyim ate, and are you allowed to eat it? So it sounds like it still has kedusha shvius. Yesh lo beer. And therefore you don't say that what comes out is batel to where it came out of. Right, the language of the Mara Folda, v'lo batlu agav ikrayu. Right, you don't say that it's batel. Even though we have a principle, Mishnah in Bechoros, hayotze minat tamei tamei, hayotze minat tahar, tahar, right, that usually applies to like milk. Milk from a kosher animal is kosher. Milk from a non-kosher animal is not kosher. Right, anything, hayotze minat tamei tamei. The Gemara there talks about, what about human milk? Right, what about honey? Does honey come from bees? So the Gemara says, can't come from bees. Bees are not kosher. It must be, the bees are just the transporters, right? It goes from the one flower to another flower and the pollen. What about human milk? Why is that kosher? Right? Is that because, there's nothing left to, nothing else for the baby to drink? Or no, that a person is not us or in the same way. But, here, the Gemara says, it sounds like if you have something that has kedusha shvius that comes out of, grows out of something that does not have kedusha shvius, so then, yesh lo beer doesn't lose its status. It's not batel. So the Gemara says, ma'avid lei Rabbi Yirmiyah. What does Rabbi Yirmiyah do? Right? Because we know that this is not such a simple, shita. So, pater la, bisheshikev ba'alin. It must be a case where you detached, Mara Folda explains, you detached during the eighth year, before the time of Biur. Before the time of Biur. So, therefore, there was nothing that was already mechuyev in Biur. Dava sheyesh lo Biur. It didn't get to that stage yet. And therefore, you don't get to this shayla. Shetalshan bishminis kodem zman shekalo lachayem en asadeh. Shadayin lo hiyegi zman chiyabir shiyu biikaron. But in Achinami, if they were still, if you waited for the time of Biur, it could be that they would be batel to the bulbs. Okay, anukimta about when you were tolishin. Next, Rabbi Yosi patala masnisa. Rabbi Yosi gives a new pshat in the Mishnah. Not kashur. Remember how we started off today. The machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah here has to do with the machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah on daf ayin zayin, right? And what does it depend on? whatever that you hold about who's mutter in partaking after the Zman HaBiur, that's the exact machlokas here, whether it goes only to the aniyim or even to the ashirim. So Rabbi Yossi is going to have a different shot. Rabbi Yossi is going to say, Rabbi Yossi, potter la masnisa lefnei Rosh Hashanah shvius. It was again planted before Rosh Hashanah. Not lefnei Rosh Hashanah shvius. Asa bitzim lefnei shvius. Right? It had growths. It started to grow before Shemitah, which means there's no isser of svichin. We switched the letter. V'dichno b'shvius. It was crushed. You crushed the leaves during Shvius, but you didn't totally crush them. You trampled on them while they're still mechubar, and then akru b'motzoi Shvius. Then you detached them totally during the eighth year. So the question is, do these have kedusha? Are these considered harvested in the seventh year? Because that's when you kind of like weaken them very much. You crush the leaves in order to like maybe make it easier to harvest the following year. This was part of what was done. You crush the leaves during the seventh year, Shemitah, and then you totally detach them during the eighth year. So when was that harvested? What is that considered harvested during the seventh year or the eighth year? That's the machlokas tanaim in our Mishnah. In Tamar, dichun ki'ikor, if you say crushing is like uprooting, then everything is Shemitah produce and kulam aniyim, then it goes to the aniyim. That's the first sheet in the Mishnah. In Tamar, ein dichun ki'ikur, but if you say crushing is not like uprooting, then ein kulam aniyim, then it doesn't go to the aniyim, meaning, and it goes to you, because it's considered eighth year produce, not seventh year produce. Mi safek, if you're not sure, yasach cheshvinim ha'aniyim, right, that's the daya that says, if you're not sure, then you have to be choshesh that it belongs to the year of Shemitah, and therefore you have to do a cheshbon with the aniyim. So that is a totally different shot of what the machlokas is about. It's not connected to the machlokas who participates of the beer. The machlokas is about when you crush things but don't detach them. Right? Is that considered harvesting? Right? Which maybe what's the lumdus of that? Is harvesting is lakita detaching it? So then obviously it's the eighth year, or is harvesting weakening its connection to its source of life. So here it's still connected to its source of life, but it's pretty weak. So maybe that's the definition of lakita. So I have to know what it means. Again, for Hilchas Shabbos, it might not be the same thing. Right? And then Hilchas Shabbos requires, for sure, okir devar migidulo. But here it might be a little different. Okay, this is the second of how do you explain the Mishnah? And Hashem will have to continue with this. Dichun and Ikur on tomorrow's daf.